This channel uses explicit language and subject matter. Any political or religious views do not reflect this channel's ideals, and any similarities to persons or places are coincidental. Listener discretion is advised. You're listening to Maximum Horror. This is Maximum Horror. And you are listening to Tales of the Pandemic. I'm not one of those conspiracy nuts, but to tell you the truth, I never felt that there was a reason to fear the pandemic for any reason at all. I truly believe that the pandemic was nothing more than mass hysteria caused by the media. After all we know, the media is just there to scare us, scaring us what they do. It gets their ratings up. If I spent my whole day listening to the news, I'm sure that they could convince me of anything. Those anchors on the screens, they would have me scared of plastic shopping bags floating around in the streets. You know the ones from all the shopping centers that go in the wind, we see them every day. And I'm not talking about them making us fear reasonable things, like plastic bags polluting the earth or the environmental hazards created by making or recycling them. No, the news would find a way of convincing me that the shopping bags would catch a downward draft or something. Some made-up scientific word that they would have created just for this occasion. This made-up term that they would come up with would make me believe that the innocent floating bags in the wind would land on my head, covering my face and tightening around my nostrils and my mouth, suffocating me until I dropped dead. And in case anyone didn't know that death was caused by suffocation, the newscasters would make a point to specifically tell everyone that suffocation can lead to death, like it was unlikely to happen to be before. Don't get me wrong, social media gets things right sometimes. But they are really selective about what it is they release. The most recent, or at least most important thing they're spreading fear about is the fact that we need to wear masks in public to stop the spread of the virus. Unless you've been living under a rock for the last few months, everyone knows they won't even let you go shopping in stores now without wearing one of these masks. They're on every broadcasting station, they're on the news, they're on the radio. They're in front of every store window, mask required to enter. But with a little research, or if you know anyone in the medical profession, then you already know most masks don't stop the viruses from entering the body's system. Instead, they are designed to stop people from spreading them. The mask holds the germs in. If you cough or sneeze or anything like that within the mask, it prevents it from going out into the air and being ingested by anyone else. Which is fine, I guess. Stops people from spreading the virus, not from catching it. And of course, homemade masks are for the most part just decorative. A homemade mask doesn't do anything really to protect from any kind of virus. They're typically made of just cloth that people put over their face and whatever they breathe in and out passes through without any sort of problem. So the point I'm trying to make is that if the government was so scared of the threat of the virus spreading, like, why would they let people continue to wear homemade masks knowing that they didn't protect anyone? Then there are people who drive around in cars wearing masks and gloves, and wearing the same gloves they used in the stores within their own cars, just ensuring that the germs they carried into their vehicles and homes from the stores would most likely cause them to get infected. And so why do you think they do this? Like I said, I thought it was just mass hysteria, but I know now. The government wants everyone to wear a mask, but not to stop the spread of the virus. Nah. The government has a reason to do what it does. Even if you don't know why. But I know why. Now. They don't want to argue to specific citizens' faces. They want everyone to cover their faces. It makes it easier for them to move around in public without being noticed. They're hiding what they really are under their masks. I didn't notice it. No, not at first. But now that I have noticed it, it's so obvious to me. It's hard to imagine that I missed it to begin with. And now that I've seen it, it's hard for me to miss it anymore. I first started to notice that there was something unusual about a week ago. I was at the grocery store, a little mom and pop shop. Well, it's not little, it's the main store, but I guess the town. It's not like the stores back when I used to live in the city. And you had random people everywhere. No, this is a small town store, and this small town tends to everyone within the small town. I missed the big city, but I had moved into the small town, a small farming town, a few years ago when I met my wife. She had moved to the city and became an RN, a registered nurse, for those of you that don't know. That's how I met her. Ah, don't worry, she wasn't my nurse. No. None of that Nightingale syndrome entanglements or whatever you guys call it. Nah. I would meet her in the lobby more often than not while I was going through rehabilitation surgery. I had my top and bottom lip ripped off in a car accident. It was pretty gruesome. I kind of came out looking like one of those 80s zombie horror movies. I was just walking in the store when blam! A metal frame fell from up above and hit me right in the face. I had all my teeth exposed. It looked grisly. I had to have reconstructive surgery. You know, stick my lips back on. The scars were minimal, and then they became invisible once I grew out my beard. My wife, well, she doesn't mind it. She met me when it happened. But she grew up in a small town and told me how much she missed being home. Knowing this, I used some of my settlement money to buy a house in her hometown. Like I said, anyway, getting back to the main story, it was like I said, I was in the grocery store when I noticed how quiet it was. The store wasn't empty or anything. It was filled with mask-wearing citizens, about the average number that there always is. In small towns, everyone knows someone, and the neighbors were never afraid to talk to me when they recognized me in the store, because let's be honest, we recognize people that we always see on a daily basis, even with the masks on. But today, no one stopped me. No one bothered to try and come up and talk to me or catch up on what's been going on in their farms. I made it home not talking to a single neighbor. It was a weird coincidence that hasn't happened to me in a real long time. Even when I first moved into the town, people I think were even more talkative. Well, I made dinner and waited for my wife to get home from work. She works long hours at the hospital, so it's no rush. I tell her hi every time she gets home, but today she just waved and grabbed a plate I had made for her without talking to me at all and go straight to bed, not saying a single word to me. It was rude, but I forgive her, and I leave her be. Since the pandemic started, she has started working up to like 80 hours a week. I figured she was just tired and probably had a bad day, a busy day. I know she's not trying to be rude, she's just tired, so I let her sleep. The next day when I wake up, she has already gone to work. And I decide to go to town to buy her a bottle of semi-decent wine. It's not like a $15 bottle I get her when I'm just trying to get her drunk. Nah. I get her favorite bottle, a 50 buck black wine. And keep in mind, I don't say 50 bucks like it costs 50 bucks. The brand of the wine is an actual buck. I already have the bottle in my cart when I notice it again. The silence. The store isn't empty. As far as I can tell, it's busy as usual. And again, no one stops me trying to ask me any questions about my day. No one's gonna tell me the farmer's report. I look around and see several people I know. I see Ben from down the road and go over to say hi and talk about how everyone's doing and how he's doing through the pandemic. Ben, I call out, but he doesn't turn. I stop talking a moment and get a better look at him. It's Ben. I recognize him with his mask on, just by the small scar on his brow. He's talking to someone else, so I go over to him and I wait for him to stop talking so I can say hi and then go on my way. But something's off, and that's when I finally notice it. He's not talking, but he is. Or what I mean to say is, he was talking, but not audibly. He was moving his hands expressively, and then he would stop, and the person he was talking to would start moving their hands in the same expressive manner as to show a response to whatever Ben was saying. I could hear Ben dropping stuff in his cart, and I could hear the wine bottle moving around in my cart, so I know it wasn't my ears. The two of them were talking, but no one was saying anything. Nothing could be heard. Ben looked at me and waved, and he started moving his hand and gesturing to me as if he was talking, like he had been doing with the man before. But I couldn't hear him actually telling me anything, just his hands waving in an expressive manner. Not to lie, this kind of weirded me out, so I kind of just blow him off and say, "Sorry, I have to get moving on. I have things to do." I turn away, no longer acknowledging him, as if I was in a rush, and hurry over to the counter. I check out at the counter like normal. The clerk asks if everything is good today. I make small chit-chat, and it isn't until he starts telling me my total when I could feel someone staring at me. "Your total is..." I turn my head from the clerk, and I see Ben looking at me. I try my best to ignore the bad gut feeling that I start to get when something is wrong. "I'm sorry, I didn't catch the total," I tell the clerk. "Oh, that's okay. It's..." I look away, checking on Ben again really quick. Again, the clerk stopped talking. I look back at the clerk. Even with his mask on, I could tell he was getting irritated. He tries telling me my total again. I look down at the counter immediately. His voice cuts out again. I look back up, and his voice continues. $120.95, please. I can't hear him unless I'm looking at him. It's weird, and I don't know what's going on, so I pay him, and I tell him to have a good day. He responds likewise this time, and I stare at his masks. His jawline doesn't move, but I could hear him talking to me. His jawline should be moving. I look back at Ben in the silent store talking to the other men. Neither of their masks are moving. Their masks should be being pulled by their jaws when talking. Their masks should be moving. So, just feeling off and weirded out, I get out of the grocery store and I drive through the small town. I drive through the small town slowly with my windows rolled down. The sidewalks are lined with people all moving and waving their hands expressively like Ben did in the store. But all I could hear are the footsteps. Not a single person could be heard. Even at the sight of a mother whose body language made it obvious she was scolding her kids, none of their jawlines moved. When did this happen? How could I have missed that the townspeople stopped audibly speaking? Instead, they start talking in a telepathic kind of form, from what I could tell. After realizing this, I couldn't get home any faster. When I entered my home, I noticed my wife's plate was still left on the counter. Not a single bite eaten. I didn't know she was home until I entered the bedroom. She slept there with her mask still on. Happy to be home and away from the weirdness from town, I didn't question it. I figured she got home so tired, she forgot to take it off. It happened from time to time. So I reached over to her and I removed the mask. It was messed up. I saw my wife laying in bed, but she had changed. And I didn't notice at first. Her getting home without talking and now sleeping with a mask. I should have known after my trip to in town. Under her mask, laid bare, was nothing. And I don't mean nothing was wrong. I mean there was nothing. Her face was smooth from the bridge of her nose down. She didn't have a mouth or nostrils. Her face had merged into this featureless thing. I left town that night before she had a chance to wake up. I didn't even pack anything. I just got into the car and drove back to the city. I don't know if people there have the same problems, but something affected that small town and I couldn't be there anymore. I don't know why my mouth never seared shut. I can only guess it's because of my surgeries. This wasn't my original mouth or skin. I had pig skin grafted on. Or maybe I just moved on before I caught whatever was going around. As of now, I haven't noticed anything weird in the city. I always look at people's jawlines now when they're talking through their masks. The city is loud, and I could hear people shouting even at night. But first sight that something's off. Once I enter the next silent grocery store, I'm leaving again. I'll keep driving to the next town. I gotta stay ahead of whatever this is, and I suggest everyone else do the same. Alright guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. This is my first episode. Sorry if the editing was a little off, but I'm gonna try to get better at it. So stick around for more episodes, and you know you're listening to Maximum Horror.